Ready? It's bad, Sam. There's no city in the world like Yerushalayim that has no minik. Because in Yerushalayim, you go to any block. In Yerushalayim, you have Ashkenazim, meaning Litvaks, Yekis, Hasidim, and then you have Temanim, you have Sephardim, you have a mixture of everything in every way you turn. So it's like hard to say that this is a minik. But Mitzat Sheni, we do find that there are a few things that did become accepted here in Yerushalayim. And by most people. And that's what we're going to go through, these differences, especially the ones that we find that we keep to in our yeshiva. So, and if there's any more, please add to the list. Okay, so starting with Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, in the second bracha. So throughout the winter, we would say Mashavroch Moyed HaGeshem, HaGeshem. And in the summer, there are those places where they don't say anything, you just go straight into Mechal Kachayim, or they add in Moyed HaTal. Over here, this is one of those additions that we accepted, that most people are so accepted to do, is to say Moyed HaTal. So therefore, davening for the Amud, one should say Moyed HaTal. In his quiet Shmoneh Esrei, he could do what he wants, but if he's going to be saying it, if the Tzibur is saying it, it's definitely suggested saying, you have nothing to lose by saying Moyed HaTal, you only have what to gain. Because then in the winter, if you forget to say Mashavroch and you say Moyed HaTal, you'll be safe. So, again, Moyed HaTal is one of those differences. Later on in Shmoneh Esrei, there's the Saint Talmata, which now is not Nigea, but in the winter, Mirshem will be here for the winter. In the winter, there's a difference in time when we start saying the Saint Talmata. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we start saying it earlier than in Chutz Laaretz. So, Moyed HaTal is what Nigea does right now. Later on in Shmoneh Esrei, we have Berachas Koyanim. Berachas Koyanim, which is said after the Moedim. And it's a mitzvah, it's a zechus, it's an opportunity that we have. In Chutzar, some of the Sephardim do it, but Ashkenazim do not. Over here, the Ashkenazim do say Berachas Koyanim. One should stand by Berachas Koyanim, listen to the bracha, and accept the bracha. That's the mitzvah on the Yisrael, is to accept the bracha. To the extent that there are more that says that you should say Yashar Koyach to the Kohen, which shows that you're accepting the bracha, but it's a question of hefsek, so we don't do it. But that's our mitzvah, the mitzvah on the Yisrael by Berachas Koyanim. And we have it by Shachris, and when there's Musaf, also by Musaf. That's Berachas Koyanim.
Is there anybody who doesn't say that in Eretz Yisrael? This is widespread all over.
Good point, right? Rosemary brought up a good point. I started off talking about Yerushalayim, and then I just said the word Eretz Yisrael. Very good, because this minig of Berachas Koyanim in Yerushalayim is accepted, but out of Yerushalayim there are different minhagim. There are places you go to Tzfas, there are certain shuls which only do it on Shabbos, and you'll go to other places where they don't do it at all. And then the question always is, when Yeshiva goes away for Shabbos, so what do we do in those places? So usually we do it. We do say Berachas Koyanim. But
what happens if someone doesn't listen to
Shabbos? What do you mean?
Okay,
that's a good point. If let's say this so and so is a Mil Shmoneh Esrei, so if he's holding by Atav Shimcha L'chol Ne'elohidois, then to the bracha, if the Moedim, if that's what he's holding, he could stop and he can answer Amen to the three brachas that the Kohenim are giving us, to Yivrecha, Yoen, and Yisa.
If he's happening,
only if he's holding over there.
There and after, or just there?
Or you're just there. Between Atav Shimcha and Simshal.
I'm saying, unless he's past there.
Well, okay, one second. No, if he's holding over there, he's holding anywhere else in Shmoneh Esrei, whether it's before or after, then he cannot answer Amen, but he could stop to listen to the brachas from the Kohenim and then continue from his own.
Why there?
What?
Why Dafka there? Why?
So there's that's the place for the brachas. Otherwise, it's not between Shiva Shiftan.
He can stop or he should stop?
He can. It's a question of the place if he has to or not.
What's the reason?
What?
What's the reason to stop if he has to say no?
To hear the brachas also. We have in Hilchas Suda. Someone hears a bracha of Amaytzi, according to some shittas, you yaitzi even without answering Amen. It's possible to be yaitzi just by listening. But the brachas chal on you.
After you were dancing Amen?
Yeah.
The first one or the second?
The second one? The second one. Now the also there's a Adir Bamarim, you'll see in the Siddur, there's a piece there for to say after Berachas Kainim. Adir Bamarim Shechem Begura Ata Shom 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 Shom. You get to know by heart after a few days. Okay, so that's Berachas Kainim.
What is it Kainim?
Then there's a difference feel of the Ashkif and Mayim Kashchar, right?
No, I'm saying it's Kainim, it's not Lashon.
It's Kainim or Lashon Esrei. So then he does not go out. Unless he's only kind of
stand there and
yeah.
Right?
And if there's any kind of here, you have to be oiker ragla before Ritzay. Before the chazan starts Ritzay, you have to at least move from your place towards going up. Otherwise, yeah, you can't do it. No, I'm a killer, but okay.
So we're supposed to stop and wait, if not, we'll be
if it's a suggestion to slow down. Right? Sometimes, like with us in the shul, so there's only one sink, two sinks, but and sometimes you have like more kain than the Israeli, no. So they have to go up to the kain, so they go up to the chazan and tell them to slow down. To wait, you can wait, but I mean, there's only a certain amount of time to let away, much more than I see also. Okay, then we have at the end of Shachris in Kelokeinu. So again, there are those that are not to say the Chazarets, but over here it became the accepted mini. Perhaps because the reason why we do not say the Chazarets is because we follow the Shita Ramah, and the Shita Ramah is that when saying the Pitum HaKetoiris, you're going through the different ingredients that were used for making the ketores. And at the end we say that if you left that one is chay misa. Says Rama, the people are in a rush to get to work. So we're nervous that you might skip out one of those samimonim. And when you're saying it, is the actual, you're making it, you're bringing it. So that's why the Rama held that better not to say it. However, he's not against saying it, so therefore over here, so we're not in a rush, we're here, so therefore we could say it over here, and we do say it in Yeshiva, we do say it, and again, it's also, if you want to talk about it from a school of point, school of Ashiris, and different schools involved in it also, the one that was Makta Diktaris was Eichot Ashiris, and other segulas. So even though it's at the end of davening, but it gives you that pump to say it. And